So Dolph, you describe a world of growing abundance, of increasing flows of money, of all these possibilities. And yet we both know that many of us carry this sense of scarcity or not enough with us. And you have a way to address that. Could you talk about that?
Well, sure. And you're right, John. We have what's called a scarcity consciousness or a paucity consciousness. Whereas in actual fact, what we want is an abundance consciousness. And one of the things that happens with courses like this one is I believe people will listen to them and be in agreement with everything that's said, but then they go back into their real world, their actual life, and they tend to forget perhaps what's going on. So an exercise that I encourage people to do, and I admonish you to do this, is get some kind of a timer. It might be a digital watch where you can at random have it send off a little alarm, or you might have to get a little $5 or $10 gadget that you carry in your pocket. But at random times during the day, you decide if you want to do this once a day or 10 times a day. Have this alarm go off. And when the alarm goes off, in that instant, think to yourself, what kind of thought process was I having in that moment? Was it one that was born from a poverty consciousness, a scarcity consciousness, or was it one that was born from an abundance sensation?
What kind of things do people discover when they do this?
Well, of course, those that need to work on their consciousness find that they were thinking scarcity. They were thinking, well, I can't buy that building because I'll never find a tenant for it because this is a declining area and anyway the economy is going down and the dollar's just dropped down and I was supposed to put $1,000 in my wallet but I've already spent it or lost it or I was mugged this morning. And they're thinking all these scarcity things. Other people find that they were thinking creatively. Well, I know the building is empty, but maybe the seller couldn't get a tenant because he didn't expend much effort. But I can find a tenant by putting a big canvas sign on the building, or I can phone every other operator in the area who might want to use this space. It's an abundance consciousness. So if you find that you are consistently coming from the scarcity consciousness point of view, you know what you can work on. You know you've got to change your mindset. You know you've got to have more new, more empowering beliefs that you've got to read out every morning and every night out loud in front of someone else.
Or you could even use this little timer, I guess, after you've tracked yourself for a while and start implanting those new beliefs.
Yes, because many of us think that who we are is a result of the forces around us. The world around us determines who we are. And I believe it's the other way around. I believe that who we are, what we are thinking, determines the world that we experience. So if you're always thinking in terms of scarcity, you will manifest that in your outside world. And if you're always thinking and creatively in terms of what you can create and produce and contribute, then that will be manifested. In other words, our eyeballs are not lenses that record what's happening and project them onto our minds. It's our minds that are the projector, and we project that through our eyeballs into the outside world that we experience.